The Father's hour has come. Let us make ready to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom. I have come to proclaim the establishment of the Father's kingdom. And this kingdom shall include the worshiping souls of Jew and Gentile, rich and poor, free and bond. For my Father is no respecter of persons. His love and his mercy are over all. The Father in heaven sends his Spirit to indwell the minds of men. And when I shall have finished my work on earth, likewise shall the Spirit of truth be poured out upon all flesh. And the Spirit of my Father and the Spirit of truth shall establish you in the coming kingdom of spiritual understanding and divine righteousness. My kingdom is not of this world. The Son of Man will not lead forth armies in battle for the establishment of a throne of power or a kingdom of worldly glory. When my kingdom shall have come, you shall know the Son of Man as the Prince of Peace, the revelation of the everlasting Father. The children of this world fight for the establishment and enlargement of the kingdoms of this world. But my disciples shall enter the kingdom of heaven by their moral decisions and by their spirit victories. And when they once enter therein, they shall find joy, righteousness, and eternal life. Those who first seek to enter the kingdom, thus beginning to strive for a nobility of character like that of my Father, shall presently possess all else that is needful. But I say to you in all sincerity, unless you seek entrance into the kingdom with the faith and trust in dependence of a little child, you shall in no wise gain admission. Be not deceived by those who come saying, here is the kingdom, or there is the kingdom. For my Father's kingdom concerns not things visible and material. And this kingdom is even now among you. For where the Spirit of God teaches and leads the soul of man, there in reality is the kingdom of heaven. And this kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. John did indeed baptize you in token of repentance and for the remission of your sins. But when you enter the heavenly kingdom, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. In my Father's kingdom, there shall be neither Jew nor Gentile, only those who seek perfection through service. For I declare that he who would be great in my Father's kingdom must first become server of all. You are willing to serve your fellows, you shall sit down with me in my kingdom, even as, by serving in the similitude of the creature, I shall presently sit down with my Father in his kingdom. This new kingdom is like a seed growing in the good soil of a field. It does not attain full fruit quickly. There is an interval of time between the establishment of the kingdom in the soul of man and that hour when the kingdom ripens into the full fruit of everlasting righteousness and eternal salvation. And this kingdom which I declare to you is not a reign of power and plenty. The kingdom of heaven is not a matter of meat and drink, but rather a life of progressive righteousness and increasing joy in the perfecting service of my Father who is in heaven. For has not the Father said of his children of this world, it is my will that they should eventually be perfect, even as I am perfect. I have come to preach the glad tidings of the kingdom. I have not come to add to the heavy burdens of those who would enter this kingdom. I proclaim the new and better way, and those who are able to enter the coming kingdom shall enjoy the divine rest. And whatever it shall cost you in the things of this world, no matter what price you may pay to enter the kingdom of heaven, you shall receive manifold more of joy and spiritual progress in this world and in the age to come, eternal life. Entrance into the Father's kingdom waits not upon marching armies, upon overturned kingdoms of this world, nor upon the breaking of captive yokes. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and all who enter therein shall find abundant liberty and joyous salvation. This kingdom is an everlasting dominion. Those who enter the kingdom shall ascend to my Father. They will certainly attain the right hand of his glory in paradise. And all who enter the kingdom of heaven shall become the sons of God. And in the age to come, so shall they ascend to the Father. And I have not come to call the would-be righteous, but sinners, and all who hunger and thirst for the righteousness of divine perfection. John came preaching repentance to prepare you for the kingdom. Now have I come proclaiming faith, the gift of God, as a price of entrance into the kingdom of heaven. If you would but believe that my Father loves you with an infinite love, then you are in the kingdom of God.